Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly drill down on some timely economic topics. I'm Alan Lytle. Tourism season is about to get into full swing here in Kentucky, and while most people quickly name bourbon and horse racing as top draws, there are other business sectors that play an even more significant role in bringing people and money into the Commonwealth. In fact, a report was recently released on outdoor recreation. And the Lane Report has just published the findings, and executive editor Mark Green joins us now to talk about them. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
All right, so this report was by the Outdoor Industry Association, and they measured what?
They tried to measure the economic impact and business activity associated with outdoor recreation. And, we will drive down the road and see our beautiful countryside here and admire it, but it's actually the basis for a lot of business here in Kentucky. This report from the Outdoor Industry Association, which came out almost 2 years ago, at that point said outdoor recreation generates $12.5 billion in consumer spending in Kentucky, and it's responsible for 120,000 jobs and in tax revenue. $756 million in tax revenue. So it's a big deal.
One thing that the article brings up, and I don't know if a lot of people know this or not, but Kentucky has more navigable waters than any state except for Alaska.
It does. And that again goes to our countryside, our rolling countryside and mountains and all of that. It causes waterways to form, all of our creeks and streams and rivers and lakes. And I believe we have at least 40 lakes that are more than 100 acres. And it creates a lot of environment for some very, very good fishing. And people come into Kentucky, not just our local population, which this report estimated that 61% of Kentuckians participate in outdoor recreation, so that would be close to 3 million people. But people come in from Tennessee, from Indiana, from Ohio to come and enjoy our lakes and our hunting grounds as well.
Yeah, especially the Lake Cumberland, where we always see cars coming down from Ohio or even Michigan going down into making their way to Lake Cumberland.
Well, Lake Cumberland is one of the crown jewels of this outdoor recreation sector. It has a jagged shoreline that it's been measured at 1,250 miles, which is almost twice as long as the coastline of Florida, which seems kind of crazy, but it's true, and it makes for some fantastic fishing there. The recreational boating sector is very big, and I know I've been to Lake Cumberland a number of times in the past, and boating is gigantic there. It's literally the houseboat capital of the world, and the state is labeling some of the facilities down there just to make sure that people know that. We have the houseboat capital of the world bridge and other things down there, but we have houseboat makers and many, many houseboats and lots of recreational boating. It's a sector that supports 400 businesses and 8,700 jobs. And according to a report from the National Marine Manufacturers Association, $243 million was spent last year on boats and engines and boat accessories in Kentucky. That's pretty significant.
So what you're telling me is this is almost the mecca for fishing tournaments, and I don't think a lot of people know that.
Well, yes, Kentucky had more than 460 fishing tournaments last year, according to state officials with the Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources. That's a lot of fishing tournaments, and they say that's just the ones that they have information on, and that the real number is probably closer to 1,000 fishing tournaments. There's some national championships. Last August, the high school fishing championship took place at Kentucky Lake, and And then the National Bassmasters organization, they have their championship fishing events in Kentucky oftentimes.
Now, we haven't even gotten to hunting, and that itself is a very huge industry here in Kentucky.
Yes, hunting in Kentucky is another major element of this outdoor recreation. It generates a $1.5 billion impact annually. The report says that 347,000 people hunt each year in Kentucky, and last year the deer harvest was 145,700 deer, the second highest number on record. I think the high figure was in 1999. Yet, as we all know, if we venture outside of town, there's deer everywhere.
So if I were to put this into the political realm, it should come as no surprise then that there's widespread support on both sides of the aisle when it comes to protecting hunting and fishing rights in this state.
Yes, indeed. And it's because it represents a significant economic sector for us. You know, even if you don't hunt and fish, you still benefit from the dollars that are spent by all the hunters and fishermen, your neighbors, and then visitors from around the state and our neighboring states too. So it's a plus for us.
A lot of money going to the bottom line, and that's basically all the time that we have for today. On the business side, our guest has been Lane Report Executive Editor Mark Green, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Mark.
You too, Alan. Thank you.